Keep Notre Dame is a French-founded organisation which is for marriage spirituality. Basically, there's between teams of between 4 and 6 couples who meet once a month to share their spiritual lives. We share a meal together. We share what's happening in our lives. We have a study topic. We pray together. And then we stay. The team would stay together for a number of years, or for the duration. So I think the oldest couple in the oldest team in Ireland has been going for 50 years since it was founded here. And then between meetings, we have what we call the endeavours, our own personal prayer, conjugal prayer between the couples. We try and read scripture. There's what we call a sit-down, is where the couple sit down and talk deeply together rather than just the normal day-to-day things. It's to spend time together as a couple.
So, Bernie, what do you find are the benefits of being in this group?
As a couple, it's really good to pray together, because up to that, we possibly had prayed individually but hadn't prayed together. And I think that's an important thing to do as a married couple. And it also, there's the benefits of meeting the other married couples and where they're at as well, and sharing faith with them. And like, when we share our faith, it grows. You know, the Lord asks us to share our faith.
And do you find yourself, John, when you're praying, do you feel motivated by what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good to share with people, you know, other married couples. It builds an intimacy within the team, because you can learn to trust each other very, very much, because we've been in teams for about 6 years now, and you share things that are going on in your life which you probably can't share with other people, and you can do it in a safe and spiritual environment, and that's really strong.
Bernie, how did you come across Keep Notre Dame?
I think both of us were looking for something to do together, and I had been at a retreat in Avila in Donnybrook, and I'd met this lady at it, and she was part of the teams. And so herself and her husband came out and explained to us what teams were all about. And then they invited us to one of their meetings. And we went to their meeting, and immediately I really sensed, you know, to gather together around a meal, especially with the Eucharist, it was really, for me, it was really Eucharistic. And the whole sense of humility of the couples, you know, to listen. They listen really well. And I thought, this is really, really nice, you know, that people they're giving each other time to listen. And, you know, you don't get that in ordinary chats with people, you know, on the street or wherever, or even neighbours or wherever. So that's what struck me. And I felt, well, you know, if this is possible for us to get a team organised, I would like this for us.
And did you get a team together, John?
Yeah, we got some friends of ours, and then other people through teams brought couples in. So we have 5 couples in our team from Black Rock and Shank Hill and parts around Dublin, around South Dublin. So, you know, we've found that, and we've been together for about 6 years now.
How many teams are there in Ireland?
There's about 18 or 20 in Dublin. I'm not sure how many in the other sectors, but there are teams in Dublin and Belfast, Mullingar, Galway, Limerick, Sligo and Meath. So, you know, it's fairly strong.
How does this fit into parish life, for example?
In some sense, the team sits on its own. But one of the things that we're asked to do is a rule of life, which is to do something to benefit ourselves. And quite often people get out and involved in parish life as the rule of life, doing something for that Vincent de Paul or And I think just having a spiritual group in a parish is just strengthens the parish. I think any prayer within the parish strengthens the parish. And this is a very strong prayer life going on in the parishes.
We do promote it any time we get a chance, you know, in the parish. Say if there's we have what we call an expo sometimes to promote all the things that go on in the parish. And we'd be there with a stand promoting it.
How do people get involved in Keep Notre Dame?
Well, if a couple are interested in joining, there's 2 things that you can do. There are existing teams, which maybe somebody has moved away or for whatever reason has left. So they've space on the team. So you can join an existing team, and some people have done that. Or you can come and create your own team. And if you do that, if you can find people yourself or other couples that the structure knows about, they'll come together, and over the space of a year, they'll bring you through how a team works, what goes on in the meetings. And then after that year, each couple within the team will decide, yes, this is for me, or no, it's something I don't. And after that year, then they become formally members of a Keep Notre Dame.
How do you pray in a team?
Well, the first thing is, as Bernie said, we share a meal together, which is a very Eucharistic thing to do. But we share what's going on in our lives, the good things that have happened, the bad things that have happened, and just the support for that. We'll organise a Bible reading and a short thought for that, which we'll as a team we'll sit down and pray around the table about that and spend 20 minutes or so just praying on that. We'll have a study topic as well, which, you know, we work through a book over a year, and we'll read that, we read a chapter of that, and we'll discuss and get into the depths of that as part of the meeting each week. And really, we'll support each other in prayer outside of, you know, if people have difficulties in their lives, which, you know, everybody does, we'll pray together. Everybody in the team will pray for a couple or an individual within the team.
We also would share how prayer has affected our lives during the week. You know, say you've taken a reading and it's meant something to you, and it has helped you or whoever during the week, and that is very important to share that as well.
Would you use the liturgy of the church, for example, as the readings you take, or what would decide the readings you would take?
Well, you mean the reading at the meeting? At the moment, we take it in each couple takes it in turns to prepare the Lectio Divina at the meeting. It's up to them. They could take a Sunday reading, they could take a daily reading, whichever might have meant something to them as well during the week, and we share on that. So, yeah, it would be what we're currently reading, or the current readings.
So it'll be aligned to the liturgy?
Yeah, it would be in line with the liturgy, yeah.
And with regards to the growth, and as you said, you were talking about how to get involved, is there a website?
Akeep-Notre-Dame.ie. If you search on Akeep Notre Dame Ireland, you will find the website.
Who should they get in touch with?
There's a regional couple, or a sector couple, and a sector team, and if you go to the website, you'll find their contact details, and they'll be able to help anybody and give more information on that.
And I heard Bernie say something about retreats there.
As part of one of our endeavours, a retreat is organised every year for us, for all the team. And then also, within the team then, there's a responsible couple. You're taking turns to be a responsible couple. That means just coordinating the meeting and that. But then there's a retreat for all the responsible couples also during the year. And the retreat would be a weekend. And it's very good. It's really.
Where would that be held?
Well, for Dublin, we organise our own. The Dublin team have one in Dublin, obviously. This year it's on in Avila as well, in Donnybrook.
Okay, so each team, how would they be guided? Would they have a chaplain?
Yeah, each team, as part of the team, would have a chaplain who is a priest, a nun. It can be a spiritual director, somebody trained. But they're really just part of the team. They're another member of the team. But they would be a guide in spiritual matters.
It sounds like you make commitments together and you walk the path, if you like, together. And it's very much about being married. Would that be fair?
Very much so, yeah.
How are you living Lent? Have you made any commitments you'd like to share with us?
Well, as a couple, we decided that we'd go to Mass together one evening a week. And then I have my own personal commitments to Lent as well. Fasting and, you know, looking into your prayer life and, you know, improving that as well.
How about you, John?
Yeah, as well as obviously going to Mass with Bernie at least once a week during the week, I try and get into the church at lunchtime for 10 minutes or so, just on my way back from lunch, just to sense myself for the day.
John and Bernie Healy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.